Chapter 2. The Myth of Instant Love. Julie and Matthew Albright, 1997 and 2009. The Albrights in 1997. Julie and Matthew Albright were among the first group of volunteers for my research on remarriage. I interviewed them in the late 1990s and then re-interviewed them some 12 years later. When I first met them, they had been married for a long time, 8 years. Yet an electric sense of this pair's passionate, highly charged involvement was evident from the very outset. In fact, I found myself checking and rechecking the wedding date I jotted down, because the two of them focused on each other with so much intensity that their relationship seemed more like a sexy, supercharged, very new one. This was a third marriage for Julie, age 45, and a second one for Matthew, who was 7 years older. Having celebrated their 8th anniversary shortly before I interviewed them in 1997, the Albrights had already been married for 3 years beyond what is deemed the 5-year danger zone for remarried partners. They seemed secure in their connection, and my impression was that they were still very much in love. Still, in the course of our meetings, I became aware that they were clearly struggling with a number of issues, especially ones involving their vastly different styles of parenting. Julie had had a daughter when she was 20, in her first marriage, who was 17 years old by the time she and Matthew married. Matthew had been married at age 25, and his only child, Gabe, was born when he was 37. He and his first wife had separated and divorced 2 years later. In Matthew's view, the fact that when they were married, Julie's daughter Leslie was about to leave for college was nothing short of a godsend. Julie's daughter took off pretty soon after we got married, and thank the Lord, because Leslie was a horror, Matthew said in a curt, dismissive voice. Talk about horrors. Absolutely. Taken aback by the force of these words, my gaze shifted to Julie quickly. Her wide gray eyes had grown even wider, and her slender body seemed to stiffen, but her neutral expression hadn't changed. She ran a hand through her soft, brown, curly hair, but said nothing. Then Matthew said, more pacifically, "Of course, at that time I'd had no experience with adolescence. My